Yes. We think it's a right. We think it's a time for us to take up responsibility. And we think it's time for women to give service to this country to the best of their ability. If you look at the leadership of this country, it looks like it's men in this country are ahead and women are nowhere. It looks like men are 100% human beings and women are 25% human beings, which is not right. I think what we need to do is we need to start seeing women more than the boundaries of 25%. And for this case, we are saying that the leadership of this country, the three arms of the government are very important. The executive is being led by men and dominated by men. The judiciary is being led by men and dominated by men. The legislature has to be led by women, so that we start seeing the balance, the reality of this society. And what we are doing is that we are not asking for affirmative action in the legislature because we know it's a tough job. We are fielding a candidate who is competent, capable, and experienced. Our candidate is Honorable Dr. Betty Achan. She, if you talk of academic qualification, she has it. If you talk of experience in government, she has served at national level and state level. And if you talk of experience in the parliament, she has been there for a very long time. So we think our choice is not based on affirmative action, but our choice is based on qualified candidate at this particular time. And that's why many of us are saying that women need to be in the forefront and women need to participate in this process.